With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says an offer of NATO membership to territory under Kyiv's control would end the, quote, hot stage of the war in Ukraine. Bernie Bennett has more.
But Zelensky said any proposal to join the military alliance should be extended to all parts of the country that fall under internationally recognized borders. Zelensky's remarks on Friday signaled a possible way forward to the difficult path Ukraine faces to future NATO membership. At their summit in Washington in July, the 32 members declared Ukraine on an irreversible path to membership. However, one obstacle to moving forward has been the view that Ukraine's borders would need to be clearly demarcated before it could join so that there can be no mistaking where the alliance's pact of mutual defense would come into effect. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the GOP embarks on an ambitious agenda starting with tax cuts, and there's more. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
Republicans swept to power on Election Day and now control the House, the Senate, and the White House with plans for an ambitious 100-day agenda come January. Their to-do list includes extending tax breaks, cutting social programs, building the border wall to stop immigration, and rolling back President Biden's green energy policies. Atop that list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring tax cuts that were a signature domestic achievement of Donald Trump's first term as president. It's an issue that may define his return to the White House. Ron Taylor reporting.
Donald Trump's plan to nominate Kash Patel as FBI director, setting the stage for a fresh new round of optimism at a law enforcement agency tasked with protecting the homeland and investigating federal crimes. Patel has plans to shake up the FBI and get it back into working order following 4 years of mistrust and crime under the Biden-Harris team. This is SRN News. America's pastors are struggling with pornography.
According to research from the Barna Group, 18% of Protestant clergymen say they are currently struggling with the temptations of pornography. 49% say they struggled with it in the past, and 33% say it's never been a problem. Amongst younger pastors under the age of 45, 26% say they are currently fighting an attraction to porn. It would appear that the easy access provided by the Internet is afflicting clergymen as much as laymen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri court upholding a new state law banning sex change operations on kids. The state's Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says the ruling makes Missouri the first state to successfully defend such a policy in trial court. Attorneys for the plaintiffs, though, say they vow now to appeal. This is SRN News. There has been yet another food recall. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. No illnesses were immediately reported. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
Just plain terrible weather right now in the nation's northeast. Heavy snow blanketing sections of upstate New York and parts of Pennsylvania as well. And with it, the temperatures have been falling steadily. Forecasters say that's likely to stick around at least a couple more days. A state of emergency has been declared for parts of New York State. More details at SRNnews.com.